Barbershop.
On the south side of Chicago, Calvin's Barbershop is as much community center as it is a place to get haircuts. Ice Cube reprises his role as Calvin, trying to keep the traditional shop open in the face of corporate competition.
Everybody out there has a place where they can go and be themselves and be brutally honest about what they think. You know, you don't have to be politically correct inside of the barbershop, and we're not. So, you know, come on and jump in the chair and you know, we'll cut you up.
There's something wrong with R. Kelly, man.
Y'all see the tape?
I think it was set up.
Oh, man, he was set up, man. He set up the camera.
In that first film, however, some of the humor sparked controversy, in particular an irreverent reference to revered civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks by Eddie, the outrageously outspoken oldest member of the barbershop crew. Cedric the Entertainer returns as Eddie and says it would be wrong to tone down his character's tirades for the sake of political correctness.
It's truly the point of the movie. I mean, that's what made me interested in doing the film in the first time. I think that as a piece of art, you're supposed to challenge, you're supposed to push the envelope, you're supposed to, you know, in a lot of ways, hopefully come out of the movie with something more than just I was entertained. You know, I was like, it made me think about something. It caused me to, you know, have an opinion. And especially inside the barbershop, it is truly a place where, you know, all gloves are off and people get to be themselves and say what you got to say. And you usually leave it inside the barbershop, walk out, and you're right back to, you know, whatever job it is or profession that you carry. But inside the space, we're all equal and, hey, say what you got to say.
You can't talk about people just because they biracial.
Why not?
Because that's silly.
They take it just like everybody else. All I'm saying, Calvin, is black folks love to take credit for their half-black brother and sister till something goes south. You know, and soon as they go freak out just a little bit, go a little crazy, then all of a sudden it's the other half. Oh, that's the other half that went Looney Tunes.
If the Rosa Parks routine, talking about something from the 1950s, raised hackles in the first barbershop, Cedric the Entertainer, as Eddie, goes even farther in the sequel with a subject from recent headlines, the murders by a pair of black men who became known as the Washington, D.C. snipers.
We'll have to see what the public sentiment is, but you never know. Like, the Rosa Parks joke caused a lot of firestorm last year, and I don't think it was written to be, when it was in the written in the script, it wasn't intentionally to just start a firestorm, but, you know, definitely people found it offensive, and those who did made a big deal about it, and this joke could probably take on that same personality this year. It is quite a bit of a politically incorrect statement, but it's Eddie's particular point of view.
Like star Ice Cube, many cast members in Barbershop 2 started as rap or hip-hop performers, including Eve, back with clippers in hand as the sole female barber.
I'm similar in the feistiness, but I'm not as angry as she is. And, of course, you know, I've been through relationship stuff, and so I can relate with her with that.
Director Kevin Sullivan, whose previous work includes the romantic hit How Stella Got Her Groove Back, says he was pleasantly surprised by the acting skill of these rap artists.
I was initiated into the hip-hop nation on this film, and I didn't expect them to be as gifted as they are as actors. They are really gifted actors, those that are focused and do the work. You have to do the work wherever you come from, and I think that what makes them successful in the hip-hop world helps them in the film world, because basically a camera doesn't take your picture, it reads your soul. Is your soul interesting? Do we want to watch you? That's what made Spencer Tracy great. That's what made Sidney Poitier great. They're interesting souls.
Hold on now. First of all, I'm trying to keep little sister soldier in some discipline. All right, now it's obvious the way she being raised, she headed straight for the penitentiary.
You talking about the way somebody was raised? Maybe if you stopped raising your hand in your mouth, you wouldn't look like Shamu or the South Side.
Barbershop 2, back in business, also has Queen Latifah as owner of the beauty parlor next door. It's the setting for a spin-off movie of its own that's being filmed for next year. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.